A group called People's Budget Review has collected over 2,000 opinions from residents and submitted them to City Council and Mayor Bill Foster. The opinions reveal that city residents are not opposed to tax increases as long as further slashes in libraries, recreation centers, and parks are not made. Lewis Brown of the NAACP said the mayor and city council can expect more input from the city's residents.
Since our launch on March 19th, we've gathered over 2,000 surveys from everyone in the city and feel that waiting until our initial goal of 10,000 to release results would actually be detrimental to the process of the budget as it carries forward. So with this, we want to release some specifics and some information that we've gathered from your responses.
A variety of organizations like the League of Women Voters and the Service Employees International Union stated their opinions on the proposed budget. Libraries may seem like a relic of the past in the digital age, yet underfunding libraries can have a far-reaching effect. Ernie Coney, president of the Friends of James Weldon Johnson Library, said that the library provides many more advantages.
We need the resource. We need the resource because that's the place, the oasis for people to come in order to use the libraries. You go into our branch, you see people on all the computers. All the computers. Everybody's online because 90% of them don't have computers at home.
Councilmember Wenge Newton suggested juvenile delinquency could be more effectively reduced by increasing funding for public services rather than spending more on police.
That each police officer you see costs us $100,000 per to put on the street. That's the salaries, cars, Kevlar, tasers, Glocks, the whole nine. $100,000 per. So we ain't going to rest our way out of this. We've got to provide more opportunities for these young people so they can be asset to this community, not deficit.
Some residents didn't see the budget issue so black and white. They advocate a third and greener option. Tony Rawson said that the city should look to be more energy conscious.
I imagine there's a lot of, you know, very energy-consuming light bulbs and other systems that the city has that, you know, to me, you know, there's a lot of cost savings that can be made just by properly investing in our future.
According to Mayor Foster, the city is already engaged in a greener approach to the city's energy needs.
We have 17 solar park projects under construction now, along with 24 solar hot water heater projects. And we anticipate a savings of approximately $1 million in energy cost once these are complete. So we are looking at ways to not only be a little more environmentally friendly, but certainly more cost efficient as well.
If the city intends to increase taxes, it will still have to determine where the revenue will come from. One suggestion is to raise property taxes. But there are other proposals, like a fire readiness fee. Councilmember Jim Kennedy said the proposal needs to be studied more in depth.
I'd like to offer to the People's Budget Committee to work with them on some phrases of the questions and the pros and cons on that so we can get more input from people as to whether they like the concept or not.
The next budget summit will be held May 13th at Roberts Recreation Center. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in St. Petersburg.